that I could get my horse trailer out on Friday. But the guy who did my fence said he's going to try and be here. But it's like, okay, today I'm loading the trailer and stuff.
Your gate is stuck closed? Or
one side of it can't open because my baby horse hit it with his butt and pushed the gate up. And when it did, it broke the welds on either side of the hinge. And the weld gave way. So I called Doug and I went, the welds broke. Can you come fix it? And he goes, did the plate break or the welds? And I said, the weld just broke right down the center of the welds. Yeah. They gave it. And he goes, oh, that was a faulty weld on the bracket. And I went, we chained it up to keep the top of it, you know, because my driveway is like this.
Doug Carpenter put it in?
Yeah. And I put wood under the end of the gate so that to take the weight off the bottom hinge. And it's been like that now since the end of, like, the 1st of April. And I said, as long as you can get here before the 1st of May, because I have a clinic and I can't get my horse trailer out my driveway.
Where your clinic at?
Eagle Point.
It's
a National Mounted Police De-spooking Clinic.
Oh, man.
So I'm taking the baby over there. To get his his certificate.
Good man. Be careful.
He gets to learn how to walk through fire and escort cars out of a police riot.
Okay, like call me if you have any problems, okay?
Well, he was supposed to go last year, but he ended up taking the mayor instead because she said,
yes.
You've been on the history.
Wilson. I was out of state for a while. Yes.
Chris is on.
Chris is on.
And somebody else is on.
Then we are all there because that's four of the committee and two of us.
Good.
Six.
I'm Italian. Although, guess we can. Like yesterday.
Do we want to wait a few minutes?
Seven came in yesterday and he goes, oh, good luck. So he Friday.
Everybody's here.
Do you want to? Oh, boy. He is this. Yeah, he calls and calls in the tart in the unit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because she was a roofing, so long. And so, Brian, he has a second. She had, and Berkeley, he tried and he can, you know, but he didn't know what he was doing. So he calls in the tart in the unit out there. He goes, they're at it again.
Oh, no.
So, did you see the quick agenda?
There are towns that are spring.
So, it's
a bull can come. He couldn't get him back in, so we just closed all the gates.
I could have told
I
you guys that.
Open and closed two gates.
I not
he gets both open.
And then,
So the spring has started on my chest.
He's unmuted now. He can talk. Yeah. Can you hear me, Chris? Can you hear us?
Yep.
Okay.
I can hear him.
All right. So we can. Chris, do you have a copy of the budget, the LB20 and the LB30?
I do.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 9:59. We'll do a roll call of members present. We have June Sanders.
Yeah. I'm here.
Carolyn Deckard.
Here.
But I was thinking, I don't even know your last name, but I should. Hardman. Natalia Hardman. Chief Nate Hussey. Cameron Duncan and Dan Hudson. And online we have Chris Pinkerton. I think that's the only person online there.
Yeah.
Doak is unavailable today.
We had a few medical leaves today. So. A
couple medical leaves today. Yes. So we have six people present. Our quorum minimum is five.
Oh, so we have a quorum.
Yeah, yes.
So let's go ahead. Can we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Just a reminder, noisemakers, and make sure the volumes are off. As far as the budget committee is coordinated, we need to elect a president of the budget committee and a secretary treasurer. Mate's not a.
I don't count.
You don't count.
It's count.
It's between you two.
No,
between all of us. Yeah. So
the rules, I don't know what I'm doing. So
okay.
I'm going to move that we elect Dan. Yeah.
I'll second that for chairman. If and we can take roll call on that.
Roll call vote. So Carolyn.
Yes.
Natalia. June?
Yes.
Cameron?
Yes.
Dan? Yes.
Chris?
Oh, and Chris?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to forget about you, so you got to speak
up. Yeah, I'm picking out of
it. He'll remember.
Yeah.
Secretary Treasurer?
So that's just going to be recording minutes. The Zoom is being recorded, so we can do them off of that.
Sorry about the background noise. It's a busy day today.
Any motions?
I move that we elect Cameron.
I'll second that. So, well, yeah. any other nominations?
No.
Nope. Hearing none, we'll do roll call vote. Carolyn?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Natalia?
Yes.
Dan? Yes.
Cameron? Yes. Chris?
Chris?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So now we'll open up for budget discussion. We have copies for everyone of the LB20 and the LB30 forms provided. Nate, you want to?
Does everybody understand the difference? The LB20 is resources that we have coming in. The
LB30
is our expenditures. So it's kind of, I mean, what we have coming in is pretty simple. We should have $80,000 carryover cash on hand.
All of our accounts
from
last year.
Yeah, that's everything, including LGIP.
It is including the LGIP, which is accounted for in the LB30, and we can discuss that.
As of what date?
Well, so that's, I've got notes on mine that is fluctuating. It'll need to be as of the date that we adopt. So this is a pretty general idea of what we kind of have been carrying in that account. So if there's a major change before our next meeting, then I will
update. And I had one question on the resources on the LB20. For last year, under item 11, the wildland staffing grant, did we not get one of those last year? Is that where that's planned?
It was a different, he had it in a different location.
Oh, okay.
And so I wanted to have it separated and very clear that that was its own grant.
Right.
Okay, because I had noticed that it said 3,500, 3,500. This year it said 3,500, but last year it was blank, so I did just.
It was in a different line. It was not done correctly. So,
okay.
There's a few things that, after speaking with the Department of Revenue, Scott Smith, mm-hmm. that he wanted to see done specifically. I'll talk on that real quick. One of them is that we need to have all of this allocated to a program. The program is Fire EMS. In the past, it was not allocated. So that change and just having some stuff broken out a little clearer on the resources was something that I wanted to do so that everybody could clearly see the wildland staffing money coming in and going out in a in a specific spot.
Okay, I was just curious. So,
what camp was it in last time?
I can. I'll bring up that like real quick.
Oh, okay. Under, that, that's
yeah.
good enough. I,
yeah.
It was like personnel services. Okay.
It just wasn't broken out by itself.
Okay. It was just a question that I thought. Yeah. I was like, weird.
Last year we made $8,000 at the golf tournament, so we're hoping to do something similar this year, but that number isn't set in stone, obviously.
Was that under fundraising?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, oh, go ahead.
It's June 21st this year, so we'll know where we're at, but I expect to make more than $8,000.
And then the other question that I had on that LB30, because I know the fire chief and the assistant chief money, when you guys voted at the meeting to then pay the stipends, so that's where that $15,000 comes from, the change to make you guys zero and 18, the stipends.
Yeah.
I know you guys voted on
that,
the changes.
That was something that was important to me, actually. It made no sense at all to me why we would pay chief officers and not pay crew for response. I do not want to get paid and be the only one who comes out to emergency calls. It's pretty simple as that. So, and it's working. We're paying a hourly stipend for calls that they respond to and make, and it's the same hourly rate that we pay on the ambulance. It's $15 an hour. It's not tons of money, but it will help folks get out of bed at 2 a.m. to come out and throw a little bit of gas in their truck and stuff. So. And on that, the Wildland Staffing Grant is never a guarantee.
Right.
We did get it this year, but even the funding for that at the state level is not a guarantee. And they had the scram before this year. It wasn't funded until Senate Bill 5550 passed. But
yeah.
So that $18,000 in my mind, and we don't have this like set in stone, but how I'm trying to use it is 9 months out of the year. We don't get a lot of emergency calls. So if we can cap that stipend agency-wide at $1,000 for those 9 months, then we'll have that other $9,000 to split across July, August, and September.
When we're
responding to a lot more calls, provided that staffing grant doesn't come in. Now, all of our firefighters have to come on as temporary employees for the fire season so that...
If we have the grant.
Right, if we have a grant, which we do. So this year, our firefighters would get paid out of the staffing grant and not out of that volunteer stipend. So we would actually pay for that volunteer stipend unless there was somebody that didn't come on. Like, I can't be on the grant.
Right.
So I would probably deem that through the summer. But that's kind of, if that makes sense, that's kind of our plan.
I was just verifying that that's where the
that's
thing came from. Because when I saw the numbers, I remember when you guys voted.
Yeah. So if you look, we zeroed out fire chief and assistant chief.
Right.
Yeah. So originally it was 24,000 and 6,000 got allocated to our EMS coordinator.
Okay.
And,
which we do still have allocated.
Yeah. And that is still out. And he doesn't. So it's $500 a month for him to do the admin for the ambulance. And as of yet, he hasn't still yet to charge us for the full amount. So it's usually about 10 or 12 hours a month that he's actually charging. Don seems it.
One note I want to make is we did up our medical supplies pretty significantly.
I noticed that.
We did double our contingency.
Yeah.
To be fair, I haven't actually line itemed these yet because I figured they might get changed. But if you go down.
Right there, thank you.
It's medical supply.
Got it. So we did increase that significantly after talking to our EMS coordinator. The way that they're supplying medical supplies now has changed and prices have gone up.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about real quick the AUP fee, which is the first line item under materials and services. So we are required as a district to not do an audit, but it's similar to an audit, and it's called an agreed upon procedures. We have to hire an accountant who's a certified municipal accountant, And he looks at everything in the district, not only our books, but our processes and our policies. These are fairly new. I think we're only on year two or three of them, so they're still pretty pricey because they're still formulating how they're going to be done. They're still pretty new, so accountants are charging significant amount of money. 8,000 is pretty much in the range. They can go up to 10, but I don't feel our district's that big. They will probably go down in the next few years, but we need to account for that 8.
Who's doing it now?
So we need to start putting out emails now.
We've never done it. This is part of the problem.
I see. Okay.
So I'm going to start putting out emails now. We can get bids on it to do the process.
Unfortunately, like you said, it's a fairly new deal. And so the accountants that are doing them want a lot of money to do them.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But that is something that has to be done, has to be in this budget, no matter what. When I called and said, you know, that's pretty hard for our small department to come up with that kind of resource.
No wiggle room.
Yeah, and it has to do with a dollar amount. So if your department spends less than $250,000, you can do a self-prepared one. But we spend closer to $433,000. So we required to do it.
What is your AUP stand for?
Agreed upon procedures.
Thank you for this information.
Welcome, Chris.
We just found out that there's things that paperwork that need to be done at the Secretary of State level that haven't been done. So this, along with doing some other stuff, will bring us up into good graces and compliance with the state. So
good. Good to hear.
On that note, after speaking with the Department of Revenue pretty thoroughly, the budget hadn't quite been done correctly in the past. So they have offered to, after we've had this discussion and we've kind of settled on something before our next meeting when we would adopt, that we could send our budget off to them. They'll look it over for us and say, thumbs up, that's done correctly, or good.
So
that's my plan.
We want to make sure we're
in compliance.
Yeah. Well, and that's the big part of all the change in the board and the administration is that we're working to make this agency compliant every which way we can. And we've actually had great assistance through the state.
Lots of help.
Regulating organizations have been very helpful to us, and they're very pleased with our participation and seeking to get things done correctly. So.
One other note on this, that it's just an error on my part, but will be corrected, that at the bottom of the LB 30, I just want to make note so everybody knows, it says not allocated. That should say allocated. It's at the very bottom. It says line 32.
32.
Yeah. So
okay.
It'll say total allocated.
Instead of total required.
Instead of not.
Yeah.
It should say total. Yes.
Said allocated.
So just scratch out the not.
Yeah, and I will fix that. We've kept the most of our department expenses the same as far as heat and insurance and all of that. The biggest note would be changing that medical supplies, and we did make an increase in maintenance and repair because we have been lacking in that, so that needed to be upped.
No, we're on LB 30, right?
Yeah, it was just a note that we increased the maintenance.
About fleet of trucks that have suffered years of deferred maintenance.
Right.
And we're trying to go through and
get everybody up.
We rely on them, they need to work. So, but it's expensive, everything's crazy expensive.
I do want to make note that he put in for an additional grant. That's why I have other grant revenue on the LB 20. It's zeroed out for now. If this department does receive that grant, then we'll need to make a budget amendment because we wouldn't find out until after this was adopted.
Okay.
It's a 50-50 match grant from ODF for buying equipment and fixing. We have three fire engines from the federal theft program. So it's basically like a free lease as long as you maintain the vehicles. It sounds like a great deal until you start paying the bill to maintain the vehicle.
Those are the ones that just cost us a bunch of money.
Yes, ma'am.
Fix and
So that we two of them are in pretty good shape right now, and one older one that we rely on a lot is in need of tires, hose reels, and some pretty severe maintenance. So anyway, this grant is up to $10,000, but it's a 50-50 match, so we can buy PPE and fixed trucks. Hopefully we'll get that. I just applied for it last week.
Awesome.
When are you going to know?
I believe September.
So we just need to do a budget amendment after the September board meeting, and just a public hearing meeting again, saying, because anytime you change a line item or a, not a line item, but an amount, like under personnel services, if something changes more than 10%, 10% you're fresh. So then we'll need to have a budget amendment meeting and kind of do a public comment, open public meeting, and then we can adopt the new grant money.
Does that 10% only count up, or does it either way?
I don't believe down, but it's a clarifying question I can ask Scott.
Okay.
I think it's just if we increase a spending amount
by
10%. More than 10%.
Yeah.
Or if we need to move something to a different
line
area more than 10%, then we need to have an amendment.
And when you do the amendment, then do we get called in again to have another little powwow, and then
I'm gonna at the next meeting, I'm actually gonna have a little packet for how that budget amendment would work. Sorry, Chris, I didn't hear you.
I think that was Mr. Warden.
Yeah,
he must have logged in. Okay. So I'll have that packet so everybody knows what a budget amendment would entail. I would like to speak on that. So if it's in the same area, so like we were able to change personnel services from fire chief to stipend because it was still under personnel services.
Okay.
I did check with the Department of Revenue on that. So it's not per line item, it's per section.
Per section.
I believe, but I will clarify that.
Okay.
But I know on personnel services, we were okay to do that move.
Into the different categories. You can switch them around as long as it stays within its category.
That's okay. That's how he explained it.
Okay.
So I noticed too that we actually got EMS billing services added to
budget
because that was neglected before.
Now that's a significant expenditure, really.
The EMS billing
service. In the past, there wasn't a line item for our biller that we pay to cover our ambulance. So that's included this year, which is a significant amount of money.
Oh, is that for during the year?
No, it is who we pay for each call. They bill each call. They bill insurance. So we pay on a per call basis.
Who bills?
Blake Tactical with the Tactical Business Solution.
Bedford.
Yeah.
They do a bunch of different agencies. In fact, Chief Cook for years had District 1 doing his billing. Mm-hmm. And he told me a couple of years ago when we were first talking about going to Blake Tactical, that he received a significant increase in his billing captures when he went to Blake Tactical.
Oh,
they do a pretty good job.
In-house collections
and stuff. So, and they're super. They also deal with everything. If I get a records request from an attorney, I just get send it over to them. They take care of everything. All legally. I don't have to worry about any emails or anything. So.
And let you concentrate on your job and let them take care of the
problem. No, that'd be great.
And that wasn't been reflected in any prior budgets. So.
Yeah,
they only charge us about $35 a chart. And when we first took over, the person that was doing the billing was $75 a chart. And that, when you're only getting $400 or $500 a run.
Does anyone have any questions on what that previous levy taxes mean? You guys understand? This is the LB20. It's the resources. So where it says $1,000, that's just for we haven't collected all of our taxes from last year. Some people are slow in paying them. So that's probably going to actually be more than 1,000. When I called the county, they figured that we would get a significant chunk in May, kind of the end of a quarter.
When everybody's last tax payment's due.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So that previously levied is just some trickling in from last year's day.
Okay.
So on the LB20 line one, the $150,000.
That's what was written down last year.
No, that's not tax income. That's what was written down
as carryover from the year before. Which
it's like the 80,000.
Yeah, that 150, I think, was a little inflated.
Yeah,
the 80,000, like Cameron said, it won't be exactly 80,000 the day we adopt it, but that'll get. It'll be somewhere in that range.
Yeah, it's what we have in our accounts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
we have a little bit more. I actually prefer to go on the left side.
Sure.
We probably have more, like maybe 9,000.
But we play this game where it's payroll every 2 weeks,
right.
And then we're waiting for Blake Tactical to deposit money for billing catchers. And it's just always in flux to a certain degree. Right. Fred, if you got comments or concerns?
She was in there and was in.
Can you hear me?
Did you leave?
No, it's here. I don't think you can hear me though. Chris, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
You got any questions or concerns so far?
No concerns except for putting more money in our budget.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
You got some in your back pocket?
No, but the new fire risk mitigation map is increasing people's premiums. Is this true or not true?
Well, I believe the new fire map got repealed at the state level. Unfortunately, the damage had already been done. So yeah, folks are definitely having issues with that. With their insurance, which was not supposed to be the case, but it was the case, and ultimately was appealed. But I don't think that helped anybody that had troubles.
So for those that, so I'm trying to figure a way to get that money for the fire district rather than the insurance companies. If we could somehow, crazy idea. But what if we certified the properties for mitigation risk and then? And then they qualify
within the district he's talking about. And Chris, I saw something on that too, and I need to do a little bit more investigation, but it was. Had you read what he's talking about is the fire department certifying, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but it was essentially certifying that the, you know, your defensible space and all of this.
About field reduction programs and things like that.
Kind of
individual.
Is that what you were talking about, Chris?
Yeah, and if it's certified from the department, then that money that would typically have been going to the insurance company can be requested from the, you know, it's not, that's the difference. That's just like, that's how do we get from transitioning from that money going to the insurance agency to the fire department.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
You know, they would have to pay anyway if it wasn't for the service of certifying it. Now, I'm not saying that we want to just, I'm just trying to, okay, it's no lie. It's not a secret. I want to raise my tax base because the more you tax me, the better it is for the economy, but not everybody's in my shoes. Right. I got it good, but others don't, and they're not on board for raising taxes. So
I don't know. That's a different discussion, I think, for a different day. But
on that note of incoming money, another potential revenue source that is on hold at the moment that we will not overlook is the SAFER grant for this department. It is a FEMA grant. It will be a significant budget increase if we get it. So that will need to be probably more than one meeting discussion on how that would be spent if we were to get it. It's currently on hold. It was supposed to open in April. Nate and I have been keeping an eye on it. Even though I will no longer be a part of the board after June, I will definitely help with that grant because it is potential hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow, good. When will you know?
It is on hold due to
everything's up in flux at the federal level. So I was at I took a class at the Public Safety Academy in February, and I spoke with an assistant chief from Glide. And Glide got the SAFER grant for recruitment and retention. It paid his salary for 4 years to deal with the grant, and Glide Fire Protection District had access over the 4 years to $700,000 in training. I mean, they sent two of their personnel to the community college over there for a 2-year fire science degree and paid for by SAFER grant. So it's significant. It could help a lot, really.
It is made for departments and communities like ours. So we, that is one reason that Nate and I wanted to get the stipend program off and running, because then we already have a program in place for if we were to receive it, showing that we're already trying our own recruitment and retention. So just effort on our part goes a long way in grants, I think. So
is that what the SAFER grant is designed to do, is to help train and recruitment and retention
and keep firefighters
there's a couple different versions, but there's one geared for volunteer departments for recruitment and retention, and then there's one geared for combination departments that want to transition into paid professional departments. They're laid out a little different.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
So I see here the on the LB20 line 10 miscellaneous revenues. Are we still working towards that income from the ambulance service contracts?
Yeah.
But
we are actively been working towards a firebed subscription.
Man, I hope that comes to fruition, because I tell people just hold on and wait a lot.
As Nate knows, because I CC him and Dawn on the emails, I have requested information repeatedly over the last 8 months, and I keep getting told to hold my horses.
But we're trying to give money to.
Yeah.
Do this.
So
it's kind of weird.
So if that does come online, then that'll need to be discussed in an upcoming budget.
And that estimate we originally had was 7,000.
Yeah, I think
5 to 10.
Yeah, I think that's on the high side. But
I was thinking more like 3, but we'll see.
It depends on how much the community engagement we can get. Our ASA is fairly large. So if we could really pump out the flyers.
And not only is our ASA fairly large, but there is a pretty good percentage of the population that is used to buying Bonanza subscription.
I was going
to
say, is that like Bonanza's old edition thing?
Yes, be very simple.
And like it used to be for the like lift thing too.
So is that we would still bill your insurance, but anything left over is wiped clean. And if you don't have insurance, it's wiped clean.
And on that note, I got told last week that we are getting a helicopter back in Klamath. To begin with, they're only staffing it 12 hours a day. So it's going to be like 9 to 9 kind of thing until they can do all the work.
12 hours better than nothing.
12 hours better than nothing. So AirLink's bringing a bird back to Klamath.
Anything's going to turn a bit on until it flies again.
if that does come online, I will ask Scott Smith about the increases in income. If we don't necessarily have increases in outgoing, how that needs to
reflected in the budget.
So I
could think of a couple categories. Yes. Maintenance.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious.
Station improvement.
Yeah, just how do we do it? How do we make sure it's legitimately done?
So I will have that answer for you guys at the next meeting.
We had some grant issues last year, most everybody is aware of. I have been on the phone with State Fire Marshal's office pretty regularly. I talked to the man, the grants manager for OSFM. And I'm waiting for, they're going to have a little powwow and get back to us. But essentially what took place is we got a grant for $71,000. I'd actually asked for $500,000 for gravel and road improvements in out Klamath Forest Drive and out all the LD area and stuff. We originally got denied that because our annual operating budget was considerably smaller than the max. So they didn't want to give us $500,000 and not be sure that we could manage it, which turns out to be a fair bet. Anyway, so $30,000 of that money got switched out of that project into AMA's payroll. And OSFM has been kind of like waiting to see what happens. And so they asked me for an update, and I told them where we were at. I have IGA with the county for 61 road signs, including the 61 intersections, including the road signs that go with it. That's going to cost us about $33,000. And that we have set aside in our LGIP account.
Real quick, just so everybody knows, that is reflected in the LB30 under capital outlay. You'll see where it says CWRR grant capital outlay, $32,000. And that is for that grant to be spent this year on the project that Chief is talking about.
So last year, a dump trailer was purchased for about $11,000 that was green-lighted by OSFM. And the plan behind that was to create a fuel mitigation program that would be funded by the second part of that same grant. Application got submitted for the second part of that grant, and we got denied for obvious reasons. So we have this trailer. And we've got an IGA for $33,000, and we can take 10% off of $71,000 off the top for administration fees, which leaves us roughly $20,000 left over to come up with. And I'm waiting for OSFM to tell me that we have to A, pay it back, or B, roll it over into some other approved program that has yet to be invented. But that, just so everybody knows, we are on the hook for roughly $20,000. They may be super benevolent and say, don't worry about it. I'm not betting on that option, but we're going to
have. Who do we owe it to?
The State Fire Marshal's Office gave us a grant that was a little, you know, not used properly.
And that's the money that we kind of have set aside in case we have to pay it back, right? Or is that the one we are paying back?
So the $32,000 that's currently in the LGIP is what's going towards the road tax.
Okay.
That was what was left over after some grant money was misspent.
Right.
So the money that was misspent is what we will need to come up with.
Less than
roughly $20,000.
23.
We need to eventually.
It's like 19.7.
Yeah, to eventually either turn into a project,
yeah,
pay it back to the state fire marshals. I want to make note in the minutes that Natalia Hardman had to go to work. So just, it needs to be on everybody's mind for future budgeting, probably next year. The new board is going to have to start taking, the plan is to start taking the money now that we have actually a savings account and putting payments back into LGIP to rebuild that fund.
Now,
it's a lot of moving parts.
I'm going to try to nudge the grant team at OSFM into allowing us to keep that money and turning it into wages for our crew to go do fuels mitigation projects. I don't have a green light on that yet. And if they say yes, we may have to hit the ground running and get that money spent by May of 26, because that is when the end of all of this has to come
to fruition. The grant was originally set for
it. And if that is the case, there will definitely need to be a budget amendment, because we have not accounted for that expenditure yet, but it will need to be accounted for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a little.
But we don't have an answer yet. So it's kind of hard to account for it when OSFM hasn't pulled us out.
I should get something back from them next week. They got a lot going on right now. and they told me, thank you for your update. Give us a few days. We're going to get back to you. So as soon as I know, you guys will
know. I know it was still something that was in the works. So
yeah, we could have an answer by the May.
Yeah, we'll have hopefully an answer for sure by the May meeting.
Which is when this committee would actually adopt this budget. So if they're like, no, you have to have it, we could actually, we would need to rework this current budget.
By that 20 grand. So that we back or 21, so that we could adjust for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Does anyone have any other questions? And by the way, just so everybody knows, if you do come up with questions afterwards, May 21st is definitely, we can still flush any of this out. That's kind of why I wanted to have two meetings, so people had time to think about it after we had this initial conversation.
Oh, I did have one question on the LB 30 under the line item, like 8, miscellaneous wages. We have a zero for this year's budget, but you used 5,000.
We did not use 5,000. I don't even know.
It was
know.
Just in there last year.
It's in there. That's one of those.
We have no idea what miscellaneous wages are.
And I don't
think. Kind of curious because it started out zero and then it says five, and then back zero again. I'm all, what is that?
Yeah,
and
miscellaneous wages doesn't seem like a legit line item.
Yeah. So
to us. So
okay.
That's why it's zero.
It needs to be accounted for. That's why everything else is line items. So moving forward,
that won't be in there.
That won't. No.
Okay. I just, whenever I didn't understand something,
I appreciate
mark, go, what?
I just wanted things a little bit more clear as far as where wages were going.
Yeah. Okay. And then the fuel tank one on, it's going to be on the LB30. Does that mean we bought a fuel tank last year?
You want to explain that?
Okay, see, I just remember.
So there was money allocated for a fuel tank last year because the previous administration had issues with the owners of the gas station, when there was some conflict there, and it created an issue where we could not get fuel for those trucks in the middle of it. So it was allocated to buy a tank to put on a property and fill it with diesel. The tank did not get purchased. Some diesel got purchased because they found a tank they had or whatever, but that $3,000 didn't get used. And since then,
relations
have
improved.
And so I have a commitment from Dar that she'll be here in 20 minutes at 2 in the morning if I ask her. So I try not to ask her, but it's there.
If you need it. Okay, awesome. That was just another question mark I had when I was looking at the numbers. Well, those 1 and 1 is 3 things.
Yeah.
No, it's better to be very clear.
So I looked at it a couple times.
I still don't like our payroll tax percentage. Seems crazy. No.
It's high. And that's a conversation.
I asked Samson how much theirs is, and he's supposed to give me some information because I told him ours is like 35%.
I think I figured it out at 38% by the time we included all the withholdings. It's a conversation I need to have with our payroll lady, and we'll have an answer by the 21st meeting. But it, I went ahead and just ran a report for what we paid last year, and I put it in as that.
You don't do payroll.
Professional Tax Solutions
in town,
Delaware. Become
your last name.
Pro Tax Solutions. But it seems 38%. It seems incredibly heavy for that.
Hey guys, the background noise is, sounds like a radio's on. Is there people talking in the kitchen?
They're cooking lunch. We're in the community center. They're cooking lunch. So,
apologize for that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Is that a
we were discussing the fact that the payroll taxes that we pay seem to run between 35 and 38%, which is incredibly high.
Does that include the fees for payroll taxes? Who pays the fees for?
Like per actual wages? No, I think that's separate, right? Or is that in there?
Per, like what we pay her.
We pay her, yeah.
Who pays the accountant?
No, that's actually a good
point. I was going to say it's not
reflective. We need to have a separate line item for her.
For the accountant, that's a good catch.
Small, but it is. It still needs to be separated out.
Like $375 a quarter or something.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's included in the employee taxes.
No, I'll need to separate a line item and rework a couple of things to make sure that's any changes like that that I do, I will send an email out to everybody before the next meeting so you guys know.
Okay.
Because I'll have to
over it.
Yeah.
And I take it on the LB 30 under the operating contingency, they didn't have anything prior, and so this year we're putting it in.
So contingency, are you talking
the $4,000?
Yeah. So in the past it's been $2,000.
Okay.
I felt $4,000 with our department, how quickly things can change in emergency situations. We should have a contingency a little different. $2,000 doesn't get you much in 2025.
Right. And I have no problem. I just
yeah.
was curious to see
yeah.
if there was nothing prior.
In the
and so I didn't know if maybe they just didn't do that in prior years.
No, it was. It was a 2000.
Okay.
Now who does the internal bookkeeping that
Mary
every month?
Mary French.
Wow,
yeah,
good.
She does the bookkeeping.
Good.
So we have QuickBooks and she
volunteer. Oh good. Good.
She runs all the reports from QuickBooks at the end of the month.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yes.
And then, like, some things that we buy are, like, some medical supplies and stuff we buy on Amazon instead of a medical supply place because it's way cheaper. So we set up a business account. So anything that I buy online, Mary can see, and those go to a email, all those purchases go to an email that everybody has access to, the board has access to, Mary has access to, and then Mary has actual access into the Amazon account. So
she has view only into all of the bank accounts.
Yep.
As well.
Yep.
So an outside source can keep an eye on things, checks and balances,
an extra eyes.
Yeah, well, now we have Mary and Carrie being the treasurer and Cameron, they're helping and doing all that stuff. So it's not just one person deciding how things go. You know.
Excellent. Awesome. Good job.
Check some balances.
Yep. Yes. Good job. Huge upgrade.
I have a question.
Okay.
Bye, Chris.
Do you have any fill the boot programs or opportunities scheduled? Fill the boot like they do it.
So we have a golf tournament happening on the 21st at Shield Crest in Klamath Falls. We made $8,000 at that one last year. I expect to make at least 10 this year. We will be selling hamburgers and hot dogs and whatnot for Pioneer Day, and we'll have we'll boot out for Pioneer Day. And then there's been some discussion amongst the crew wanting to host a pancake breakfast feed sometime after fire season, maybe around Halloween-ish or something like that. So those are the three fundraiser things that we got in discussion with, and two of them are already planned and happening.
So a lot of things that the fire department has budgeted, the committee's budgeted, maybe put a call out for specific items, because some people may not have the cash on hand, but they might have a radio receiver. Like I've got a good UHF VHF base unit that I would donate that I don't even use at home. It's worth about $3,000, you know, and people got supplies and stuff that it might be advantageous to actually solicit those items that you're looking for as well.
Definitely.
Instead of fill the boot, we could fill the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
So,
that's a great idea.
Put it down as
I've got
an idea for a board meeting.
And I'll put my money where my mouth is. I got an expensive deck unit. I'll even donate the antenna and the cable.
Thank you.
Yep. It's $3,000 right there.
Nice.
But I don't got the cash.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And we live in a community that's kind of like that, so.
Yeah.
I might have donated a thing or two in my time.
Yeah, there's been a thing or two donated. So.
That's how community works.
Okay, any more questions? Any more questions or comments for the meeting, for the budget?
This all makes sense to everybody?
Yes.
I will have every line item numbered correctly for the next meeting. I just didn't want to do it because we moved stuff around. Yeah, it's kind of a pain. So it'll all be numbered.
If something comes up, you got a question, feel free to tell me. I would say feel free to call Cameron, but.
Shoot me an email.
She answers the phone when I can. Some days. But she always gets back.
All right, we
will call for an adjournment by vote.
I'll call for an adjournment.
In a second.
Second.
Dennis, are you still online?
He is.
Your vote, Dennis?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, right.
We need to roll call. I guess I can need roll call on a motion to dismiss.
Yeah. June.
Yeah. Good motion.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Natalia's on.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Yes.
Dan is yes. Chris.
Yes.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at 10:46. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yes. Good job.